I mean, we got a whole new stimulus on Sunday night. At Sunday Night Football, these kids haven't really had national exposure. You got the world champs coming into town, so there's a whole new stimulus that they've got to go to attack. And I think it's awesome. You know, like you can't expose a team, especially a young team like ours, to enough of this stuff as we continue to grow and develop to the team we want to be once the season hits. But you know, for Cam, again, like everyone, it's reps. It's trusting in your technique. It's trusting in your fundamentals. It's trusting in your preparation and just going out and executing.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Music City Audible, a Tennessee Titans podcast presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Justin Graver, full-time NFL podcast producer for Odyssey. And joining me, as always, the Yada Yada King, let him know, the managing editor of TitanSize.com and publisher for NFL Draft on SI, my co-host, Justin Mello. Justin, Titans Seahawks joint practice has begun. They are stretching. They are doing individual workouts and warm-ups and all the stuff that they do before they join together and scrimmage, essentially, against each other. We got beat writers out on at the scene. They're going to be providing live updates that then we will relay to the audience, almost as much of a live play-by-play of practice as we can do. The media out there cannot take photo or video once the joint session really begins. They can only video or photograph the individual workout periods, which is kind of lame, but it is what it is. And that stuff is set to start at 10:57. That's when photo period ends. So that's, we assume, when the actual joint practice part will begin. How you doing today, Justin Mello?
I'm doing well as always. As someone noticed already in the chat, yes, I am having a drink. I'm having a beer this morning. Just a little bit of a beer. Stop judging me, okay? It's 5 p.m. somewhere in the world. And we're probably going to need it after this Titans joint practice with the Super Bowl defending champion Seattle Seahawks, who certainly arrive in Nashville better prepared for the rigors of a long season than the Titans are. Titans still in the infancy stages of their rebuild. Seahawks come to town, obviously, prepping for a year where they plan on defending their Super Bowl title. So you'd like to see the Titans compete, you know, have some back and forth, as Graver mentioned. Practice scrimmage, I should say, is set to start in under 10 minutes. So hopefully we start getting some good updates shortly. Someone asked what beer. You won't know it, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's from a local brewery here in Toronto. Should be no free shout outs. Tell them to sponsor the show, but it is Bellwoods Brewery, and this is a Jelly King Sour that's flavored with raspberry and mango. So it is one of their home-flavored sours, and it's really, really good. This is what the Audible Army is all about. Pirtle Coaching just said, I'm going to crack one open with you, Mello. Friends don't let other friends drink alone. I appreciate that. Hershey Faeva, who is from the GTA, says Bellwoods is solid. Yeah, Hershey, you've been there. I love that. The Titans made a couple of transactions this morning. The Titans released tight end Matt Lauter, who we barely knew. They signed a few days ago, obviously didn't cut it at practice. And they reserve/injured Nazi Johnson, the DB, who got popped a week ago for a quote-unquote alleged banned substance. Now, of course, he's come out and said it was actually some sort of hormone related to him trying to conceive a baby with his wife. He said he's not trying to cheat. There was a banned substance in the hormone, but they've put him on the reserved injured list because he'll be out 6 regular season games. And they've signed linebacker Milo Eifler, who, if you remember, I do a lot of draft work. I remember him. I think University of Illinois, if I remember correctly, Milo Eifler. And then I'm not going to pretend to say the other name because I'm going to butcher it, but I remember him, and it bothers me that I don't remember how to say it. He played at Villanova or UConn. Graver, do you know how to say it? It's Tano
Pocingo or something like
That's definitely not it. Way worse than what I was going to attempt. I wasn't even going to attempt it.
You Tano Pocingo.
Pasignon, something like that. I remember him so well. He was like this built-in-a-lab freak coming out of UConn, but he hasn't. UConn or Villanova? One of those blue schools on the East Coast. But he hasn't done much at the NFL level.
Some people in the chat may notice that there are like different looking comments or badges now going on. That's because a little announcement. We have rolled it out. The MCA Discord server is live. To gain access, all you got to do is subscribe to become an MCA premium member. It's $5.99 a month. Supports the work that Justin and I do. comes with access to that premium Discord server. Also is going to come with a live stream in season every Friday. It's been a while since the season, so in case the Audible Army doesn't remember, our in-season schedule, we don't do Friday live streams, or we didn't last year. We did a Monday through Thursday show, and then a Sunday reaction right after the Titans game live stream recap. We're planning to do that exact same thing again this year. But for about $1.50 per live stream, if you look at it like that, $5.99 a month, you will also get access to an additional Friday in-season live stream. We'll keep this exact stream that we're doing here today, 10:30, not 10:45, rolling all season long. Final thoughts before the game, Q&A with the chat. And so I think it's well worth it to join. All you got to do is go to our YouTube channel homepage, and this goes for the audio audience as well. You go to youtube.com/@ Music City Audible Podcast /join. Register there. Then you go to Discord. Your YouTube account and your Discord account can link together. So you go into Discord, link your YouTube account, and then the MCA Discord server should show up there with a button that says join. We have a couple people in here, Justin, like an Angry Fetus, for example, who, thank you so much for supporting the channel, has subscribed to become an MCA Premium member, but haven't seen this particular individual show up in the Discord server yet. We do have two members in the Discord right now. Shout out to Roster Grids and Jay Turn. You and I have been chatting with them already, talking about the update on Keldrick Falk's status, the what Jared Stillman was saying about Fernando Mendoza last night. Like, we've had conversations in there, so get in the Discord. What are you waiting for? You can do it right now. Go sign up. You can keep this playing on one screen. Go to our YouTube channel page. Join the premium side. Go connect it to Discord and get in there and start sending Discords while we're live. Why not, Justin? But very excited to finally announce that this, after weeks and weeks, even maybe months of buildup, we finally made it.
As Graver mentioned, in season, we shift to a sixth time a week show, right? We'll be doing the Monday to Friday live stream plus the Sunday live reaction after the game. So Friday is going to be shifting to a members-only live stream. You'll have to be a member, premium member of the Discord in order to get access to the Friday live stream in season. That's going to happen. Just to be clear, when we're going to make that shift is right before week one. So that Friday before the Titans opener against the Sunday, on Sunday against the Jets, that'll be the first live stream that's for paying members only. But again, if some of you are saying, oh, well, we love the Friday live streams and you can't financially afford to join the Discord, for whatever reason, we get it. You are still going to have a Sunday live stream up as soon as the Titans game ends. So, you know, plenty of reason, I think, for you to join the Discord. Q&A, as Graver mentioned, access to us. We'll answer questions. You want to talk about anything. Questions about the Titans. Questions about, you know, personal lives, whatever, sitcoms, pop culture, whatever you want to talk about. As long as it ain't too personal, we're happy to get in there and talk with you guys in the Discord. Excited to finally roll this out.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and it's definitely listed at $5.99. So if you're not getting it at $5.99, I don't know. We'll have to look into that. Maybe it seems like a lot of people are seeing $7.99.
Yeah, quite a few in the comments.
The people that already joined, did it show up as $5.99 for you, or did you pay $7.99? Because if you're paying $7.99, that's not our intention. Here we go, $5.99 here in Tennessee. Just joined, but got to make a Discord account now. Yeah. I understand $7.99 was never about the, wait a second. All right, Justin, I got to figure out why it's showing up $5.99 for some people and $7.99 for others. I don't know if that has to do with YouTube. Are you guys YouTube premium accounts or?
Yeah, could it have added on to, like, if they already have something? I'm not sure, but,
we will investigate. Yeah,
today's literally day one, so Graver will investigate because our intention is $5.99, so I'm not sure why that showing up is different. But update from practice that's important today before we actually get into the scrimmage shortly.
You doing laundry, Justin?
I might be. Keldrick Falk update, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Paul Kaharsky, if you remember Keldrick Falk, Titans first-round pick, the other first-round pick that we don't talk about enough, left practice the other day near the end with a concerning shoulder injury. He was grabbing it. It was reported that he looked to be in discomfort. He walked right into the locker room. We were certainly concerned, you know, waiting for an update. But thankfully, it sounds like they avoided the worst-case scenario. Paul Kaharsky reporting Keldrick Falk won't practice today. He is day-to-day with a shoulder issue, not a panic-worthy long-term deal. So it sounds like the Titans dodged a major bullet with the injury to first-round pick Keldrick Falk, who's not going to practice today. Probably safe to assume he's not going to play in the preseason game on Sunday. But who cares, Graver? Hit the practice drop by AI. It's practice. It's preseason. It does not matter.
We're talking about
looking for the
practice,
drop,
man.
I imagine. We're talking about practice, man. Keldrick Falk should be on the field week one when the Titans face the New York Jets.
Oh, interesting.
There you go. We got to the bottom of the issue. There we go.
Thank you so much, CWCRTR. This is why we rely on you guys. It's $5.99 on desktop, $7.99 on mobile because of upcharges from Apple. So there you go, Audible Army. Don't let Apple take your money that we're not getting. Go to your desktop. I know, who uses a desktop in 2026? Well, I have two sitting in front of me right now. But go use your desktop. Sign up. This goes to the audio audience as well. Go over. Yeah, we will be... Sorry, let me finish the thought. Audio audience, go over to, again, the URL. There's a link in the pod description. It's in the video description and the audio description. YouTube.com/@MusicCityAudiblePodcast/join. And you can join our new community. We got people watching on desktop right now. Kitty Cat Jones, wait, so will the Justins be in the Discord during the game on Sunday? Yes, we will. Absolutely. I've already got up the game. We've got multiple channels in there. There's like a Titans talk channel for general Titans discussion. There's a help channel in case you're having trouble accessing something. And then there's a couple other ones, but there's also a game threads channel. We're going to have a new thread in that Discord group every single game day, including this Sunday night when the Titans take on the Seahawks in preseason week two. And that's kind of the whole point. I mean, I don't want to sound not humble or whatever, but isn't the draw that Justin and I will be in that chat talking to you guys during the game, sharing live reactions, overreacting. You guys should hear Justin Mello on game day overreact to everything. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
I am known to say the game is over in the fourth quarter once the Titans go down 3-0. I have been guilty of that in the past.
And maybe our audience will learn about something that like our little group chat on Twitter knows about, the Mello jinx / curse. There's nothing like it. If Mello declares something early in a game, you can bet on the opposite happening at some point later in the game. So,
most times I think the Titans are going to lose. So clearly it's not working that well because they were 3-14 last year. So if the opposite happened, maybe they would have been 14-3 and we'd all be much happier and I wouldn't be having a beer at 11 a.m.
And shout out to Atlas with Three Legs, who has just joined as a premium member. And to reward him for that, I pulled the drop that he requested.
This is getting out of hand. Now there are two of them.
Hopefully we don't get copyright.
Two Atlases that are in the comments, always going back and forth over who's the real Atlas. It's like Eminem in his debut single, The Real Slim Shady. Please stand up. We don't know which one of you is the real Atlas.
From Parker Massengill here with a question. Is it going to be as toxic as the Reddit game thread? See, this to me, Justin, is kind of the point. This is more, I don't want to call it curated, but I feel you feel that the Audible Armyance is an intelligent group of Titans fans who aren't toxic. And that's kind of, again, another part of the draw is that, yeah, Justin and I will be in there sharing our thoughts, but also a community of smart Titans fans who don't overreact, who don't fall for Facebook AI quotes that Cam Ward didn't say that has been floating around Twitter as a screenshot. Like, this is the smart group of people. So shout out Thesaurus, new member. Let's go. We appreciate you guys. I'm sorry if I didn't call you out. A lot of people have joined. Hayden Fiedler, not Fielder. An Angry Fetus, I already mentioned, joined last night.
No upcharge on Android. We got a bunch of new ones. Like, I didn't see Pirtle Coaching is in here. RP87 Thesaurus. Like, all these green badges must be new members. Do I have that correctly?
Yes, exactly. K2 Theorist, how do I join the Discord? So once you sign up on YouTube, you go to Discord. You should be able to refresh your Discord or sync it. There's a in their settings, you go to your YouTube account and link your YouTube account, whichever account you use to sign up for, obviously, your premium membership with MCA. You link that account to your Discord, and then it should appear, join the MCA Discord channel. If you guys have any issues with that, DM us on Twitter, hit us in the comments of this video, and we'll try to address those as fast as possible. We know it's like, if you've never used Discord before, especially, that it's like maybe a little complicated to figure out how to connect your accounts. But if you follow the steps that are listed on the YouTube premium page that describes that perk of being a member. There's like a very clear description of exactly how to connect it. But hit us up if you have any questions or trouble, and we'll be happy to help because we want all you guys in that Discord. We want it to be active and fun. We've already got people who are joining live during this chat right now. Justin Mello is responding and saying hi with crazy looking sticker emojis that Discord has. So everybody get on in there. And Justin, it's after 10:57, so we should have some stuff going on.
We've got a couple updates already.
We do. Let's get them on screen. Hang on. Don't talk because I might lose you for a second. Yep, I sure did. Let me bring you back in. Here we go. Just throw it up in a Twitter feed here so that we can all see together the play-by-play as it's happening. Let me get this window sizing correct so it's nice and full screen. There we go. Titans defense versus Seahawks 7-on-7 is happening in the most difficult part of the three practice fields at the facility. Mitch Trubisky threw an interception on his first throw of 7-on-7 to Bud Clark.
Rookie safety for the Seahawks, second-round pick. But Cam Ward, first 7-on-7, 2-for-2 passing, but deep ball completion called back for OPI on Alec Iomanners. So I wonder, was he 2-for-2 and this was the third pass?
I would assume.
Was this the second pass and they're like, still counting Terry, 2-for-2 because he caught it.
Terry McCormick says Ward goes deep to Iomanner, who shoved the DB, then caught it, but flagged for OPI. I think this is an important note we can mention about this practice, Justin. So Robert Saleh spoke about this. Paul Kaharsky's been doing a story on this, and I appreciate his reporting here, asking about the referees that they have at these practices. Are these NFL referees? Who are these referees? And a lot of the referees that they've had at most practices up until today have been a mixture of high school and college refs who are not NFL trained or not NFL referees who and Paul asked, like, is that organized by the league or is that a team-based thing? And he's like, no, that's our team. We go out and hire these refs. These refs want to work on their own ability to see and call a game, and they help the Titans, obviously. Some of it is inconsistent. However, at today's practice, NFL referees. So if the NFL referees are flagging Alec Iomanner for offensive pass interference, it's more real than fake there. And just something that as he continues to work on his physicality and his ability to win those one-on-one 50-50 contested balls, he's going to have to watch how much he pushes off because they're going to flag him for that. Justin, I need to refresh myself again because I'm getting all pixelated and blurry. So why don't you keep going for a second and I'll be right back.
Okay. As Greg is looking on the spot here because he's got to go once again. Still waiting more updates. Every Titan and Seahawk, Easton says jokingly, pinky promising not to fight and to have a nice practice. Do these things ever go on without a fight? I don't know that there's ever been a joint practice in the history of the NFL without a fight. Do you want to bet on which Titans player is going to get into a fight today? I don't know. Kevin Winston Jr. is going to start something, isn't he, most likely, with a hit? He's not going to start it on purpose, but he practices with intensity, as we know. He's going to hit someone, and it's going to start a whole thing.
If anyone's going to do that, it's going to be Kevin Winston Jr. for sure. Quick question here from Rex Green. Is it YouTube Premium or MCA Premium? Two different things. YouTube Premium allows you to watch any video on YouTube with no ads. That is not the same as joining our channel, MCA Premium. It's specifically on our channel. If you go to the link that's in the description, it'll take you right to it. Or if you just go to our channel homepage next to where the subscribe button would be, if you're not already subscribed, subscribe. What are you waiting for? Next to that button, there's a new button that says join. That's how you join the MCA Premium membership. And that's how you get access to the Discord server. Oh, look at this. Somebody wants us to play this drop.
I'm
Justin.
Always glazing Kevin.
Because you were talking about him being the guy who's going to potentially start something. Yes, good comment from J Turn. You do not have to have YouTube Premium to subscribe. Correct.
And I believe Hayden brought up a good point at some point that I wanted to mention because someone said that we should probably make a video to instruct people.
Right.
That is on the way, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Graver. We are going to have a short video up on the YouTube that kind of helps you out with how to subscribe, how to join the Discord, because I'm sure we're going to have some questions, but certainly, certainly that's going to be coming. And Angry, I asked that my $5.99 specifically funds a beer for Mello. Angry Fetus, I should have you know, and I say this with, of course, the most respect possible, I am such a bougie beer drinker that I don't even know that a membership buys me a single beer. This beer right here was probably $8 if I had to guess correctly.
There you go, Justin. Bougie AF. We do have a question. Is Carnell Tate practicing?
Carnell Tate.
Yes, he is. Carnell Tate is back on the field today after missing Wednesday's practice with some tightness. Still waiting for more play-by-play updates from the Titans beat here. So We don't have anything there yet. We've covered pretty much all the topics we wanted to cover. We could take our first break. We're 21 minutes in, Justin, and we got to talk about Prize Picks because the NFL preseason is well underway. Week two, we had two fun games last night, and I've got to play for the rest of the weekend, getting some action on Prize Picks, the best place to play your daily fantasy sports, and what I'm going with for the weekend, Justin. So I mentioned this yesterday. I messed up myself yesterday with my Justin Herbert more passing yards pick. Always take the less in preseason when it comes to individual player yards because they just don't play as long as you think they will. So I've got Cam Ward less than 90 and a half passing yards. Joey Sly more than 1.5 made field goals. When it's kickers in preseason, you tend to go three and out more or tend to stall close to the goal line more. So I think Joey Sly, after making four last week, can knock through two. And I took Braylon Allen more than 16 and a half rushing yards on Friday night tonight because I just think that with Breece Hall's injury, maybe they protect Allen, but 16 and a half yards. He had more than that on one carry last week.
I specifically like the Braylon Allen projection for New York with Breece Hall sidelined, as you said. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code CLNS to get $150 instantly in lineups. If you win your first $5 lineup, once again, download the Prize Picks app today using code CLNS and get $150 instantly in lineups if you win your first $5 lineup.
Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app. Audio audience, we'll be right back. You know that 6 p.m. moment where dinner's supposed to happen, but there's nothing in the fridge? That used to be every Tuesday of my life. But now, I keep the freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks. Tender steaks, flavorful burgers, even seafood, chicken, sides, not just steak, all delivered right to my door. Arrives frozen and ready to go. Yes, frozen delivery can be that good with Omaha Steaks because it's steakhouse quality without steakhouse prices. I grilled the ribeye burgers last weekend. They were beefy, juicy, and actually these burgers tasted like a steak because it is steak, ground from real cuts. If you've never tried Omaha Steaks, start with the Burger Perfection Flight. Comes with 20 premium steak burgers from 5 distinct cuts, including filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, you can get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, B-E-E-F, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. It's football season, Justin, the best time of year to make sports bets as far as I'm concerned. And whether you've been betting your whole life or just trying to get into it this season, MyBookie is the best way to place your bets.
My favorite part about MyBookie, you don't need to be an expert. They have NFL lines every week, every game. Find your sweet spot, place your bets, and make betting fun again.
Yeah, Justin, and my favorite part about MyBookie, I can place my bets wherever I am, wherever I want to, before the game kicks off. Like, it doesn't matter where I am. MyBookie.com is available, and so I'll be playing there all season long.
And guess what? If you're new to MyBookie, the Music City Audible has you covered. The Bet Back bonus gives you protection on your first play. Sign up with our promo code MCA, opt into the Bet Back bonus, and take your first shot with a safety net.
Yeah, that's right, Justin. If your first wager loses, you get it right back. No questions asked. Make the most of football season. Make all the action as important as you possibly can. Get in now. Cash in on the season with MyBookie. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. But remember, Audible Army, always bet responsibly. Never gamble more than you can afford to lose. MyBookie! This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You've heard us talk about BetterHelp for the past month or so now, but I don't know that we've ever actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it. You can check it out yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews to see amazing customer reviews in real time. And these reviews are updated every day, with hundreds of people saying how much they love BetterHelp and how helpful it's been to them. Please visit betterhelp.com/reviews to see for yourself. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5, based on over 1.7 million client session reviews. The feedback from people who have actually used the service speaks for itself. BetterHelp therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience. They also hold all required education, training, and certifications across a range of mental health specialties. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. Just answer a few questions, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, and switch therapists at any time if it's not the right fit. See the reviews, see what stands out, and see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
We got an update.
Here we go.
Io Manor, touchdown.
Cam Ward fired the ball late to Io Manor, who found the open spot for a 9-yard touchdown. Crazy hot throw. An impressive catch.
Crazy hot with that update.
Yeah, I bet you are, Justin, as we get into the Music City possible portion of the period of the show. Hey, man, I'm looking like I'm out of Minecraft again for some reason. I don't know why my computer can't hold like a solid connection for more than 10 minutes, but I'll try to fix that while we're off over the weekend. Actually, I won't because I'll be in Vegas, but when we're back, I'll figure it out. Lemdaz, what up, Lemdaz? Are you at practice right now?
We keeping a book right now.
That update came in really quickly from Lemdaz if he's not at practice, so I feel like he might be at practice.
I'm pretty sure he's at practice. He actually sent me a private note. Our secondary has held up against their ones in 7-on-7 and Restrepo with multiple catches already. So there is some notes you won't find on the Twitter beat list. Big shout out to Lemdaz, who is at practice. Lem of the Pressman Coverage Podcast. Had him on last week, a week ago from yesterday. If you guys missed that episode, it was really fun. Had Lem and Cody on. Go check out Pressman Coverage. Whenever you're done listening to the Music City Audible, if you just can't get enough Titans talk, these guys do a phenomenal job. They had a new pod up, I think, yesterday, and they had Austin Stanley on earlier in the week. So get out there, support good content creators, and Pressman Coverage Podcast, certainly one of the good content creators in the market. Justin, we talked about yesterday. Go ahead.
I was going to follow up with Rod Happenstance here. He says, I know an angry fetus. She's a 12-year-old girl. I've got multiple questions for Rod Happenstance. Number one, how do you know angry fetus? And number two, you shouldn't know any 12-year-old girls if you are a full-grown adult. So that only leads to more, unless it's your daughter, which I don't think an angry fetus is your daughter. So I've got even more questions for you, Rod Happenstance. And because you haven't joined the Discord yet, the authorities are being called.
This is a good comment from Jay.
Sorry, I think I tried to take it off. Yeah.
You get audio or video, not both. Yeah, I get it. But I just refreshed while you were talking about that comment. And Titans beat list, is that a follow on X? Yes. If you go to my Twitter profile, click on the little dots, I think, and hit lists. I have a lot of lists, but Titans beat is one of those lists, and that's what I've been showing on screen here. That's where we get all these tweets in one place from the Titans beat. That's why it's called Titans beat. Red zone periods going on right now, courtesy of Ben Arthur, my former colleague at Fox Sports. Cam Ward rolled to his right and threw across his body to Elik Io Manor for the touchdown. That sounds strangely familiar to his first NFL touchdown ever against the Rams. Rolling right, throwing across his body to Elik Io Manor for the touchdown. On the other field, Sam Darnold hit Cam Ward's old Miami teammate, tight end Elijah Arroyo, in the back of the end zone. So defense giving it up, but offense taking it back. Both sides scoring points here in the red zone drills. Here's another one for the second team. Jim Dike toe drag touchdown from Trubisky in the back corner. Nice footwork. Sounds like what he did at the Nissan scrimmage when he had a nice foot catch.
Little toe drag swag from Jim Dike in the end zone. I love it.
Cam's first 11-v-11 red zone series scored once. Tony Pollard was bottled up at the 2-yard line to end the period. Not fun. Easton Freeze is going to have a post documenting every play of Cam Ward's day at Seahawks joint practice this afternoon. Easton, get that up as quickly as you can. I don't know if we'll still be on stream by the time he gets that published, but if you're listening, get that up as fast as you can.
Someone said Mello has a beer buzz. Cut him some slack. This is just me all the time. And you know what? I appreciate Rod Happenstance for clarifying. Joke's on you, Mello. I'm a 9-year-old girl. Never said I was a grown man. MCA is huge in the female child community. Didn't you know? Well, listen, we do not discriminate. We are for all ages, all genders. Welcome to the Music City Audible. So we appreciate you. Rod Happenstance, let us know if you ever need help with your grade 2 math homework. We do it all on the MCA.
False. I'm Teddy Roosevelt, says an angry fetus. Do you think Teddy Roosevelt was angry when he was a fetus back in the day?
I mean, who knows? I mean, it depends. Maybe, I don't know. What were his parents like? What was his mom eating when he was a fetus? Maybe it upset his stomach. There's a lot that goes into that question.
Roster Grid's also coming out as a 9-year-old girl here in the chat. Oh. I want to try to help Corbin Crosby here. Connected my Discord but not seeing the server. Can somebody help? Try a refresh first and then make sure the YouTube account you connected is obviously the same one that you signed up for MCA Premium with, and then see if that Discord server appears there in the YouTube connections page. If J-Turn is still here, J-Turn and Roster Grids have successfully done this. Like, well, the one thing about being the person who set up the Discord is that I didn't go through this process of connecting it to my YouTube account. So hopefully somebody in the chat that has actually done it successfully can help out here. J-Turn, where are you at? Get in here and help us out. Oh, here is a note from Thesaurus. Just wait a couple minutes and it will show up in your connections tab if you have linked it properly. Thank you, Thesaurus. Man, look at all these new premium MCA members we got in the chat today, Justin. We really appreciate it. Shout out to all you guys. Appreciate the support of the channel. Be sure to like the stream. I know I've said that many times. And here's another comment, Pirtle Coaching. Corbin, go to User Settings, Connected Apps, then click button to join MCA. Appreciate the Audible Army helping each other out. That's what we're doing. We're building community. We've got a ton of people in the Discord that have joined since this stream started, and we're going to have some fun chats there on game day. Anything else happening at practice? Trubisky on a rope to Bryce Oliver down to the five. On the next snap, Trubisky runs in a short touchdown to wrap up the Titans' second team red zone series. Love to see that from the second team offense against the backups there. That's what we're probably going to see a decent amount of on Sunday night. So waiting for, it looks like they're doing started with 7-on-7, moved to red zone 11-on-11. I assume that some move the ball stuff will be coming next. So excited to get whatever those updates will be.
Wrong, Rain Man Jones 01. It was not an IPA. It was a raspberry mango sour from Bellwoods Brewery, Jelly King. So you were close, but unfortunately not.
What's the alcohol percentage on that?
You know what? I think it's about 7.5. I'm looking at it, but I can't read the label from where I'm sitting. It's about 7.5% on the beer here.
Good note from Roster Grids. Make sure the account you connect in Discord is the exact same account that you signed up for MCA Premium with, or else obviously it won't do that. Walmart man, welcome to MCA Premium. Appreciate you for joining. And Bruce Baco and everybody that I didn't shout out, Fleet ETV. Sorry if I didn't. Travis Fremgen. Thank you to all you guys for joining, coming aboard and getting into the MCA Premium community. I honestly can't wait for Sunday night's game, Justin, just to chat with the Audible Army and talk about what's happening. Again, overreact, extreme overreactions. We can get our overreactions out in the Discord now so that when we do like a recap show, we can just have better analysis instead of instant reaction type stuff. Walmart man with 1,000 jewels. Trophy cake, whatever a trophy cake emoji looks like. I can't even picture that in my mind, but who knows.
Pirtle Coaching, Mello, got to try Hippies and Cowboys here in the 615 if you come to a game this season. I don't think I'll be doing a game in Nashville this year, not on the immediate cards. 2027, hopefully on my radar. I want to be there for the first year in the new stadium. That is definitely something I want to do, but Pirtle, anytime I go anywhere outside my home, I love trying beer from new places, so I will definitely be picking up a Hippies and Cowboys next time I make it to Nashville. Rod Happenstance, where are you? I don't know that I should tell you. I see what you're doing. You said you're a 12-year-old girl. If I tell you where I live, you can call the cops and say I tried inviting you over. No, all kidding aside, Rod Happenstance, are you in Toronto? You must be in the general area if you're asking. I am roughly in the Canada's Wonderland neighborhood, if you know what that is. Russian fetus, I have had a Russian
fetus.
A Russian fetus. An angry fetus asks me, have you ever had a Russian imperial stout? Yes, I have. I am a big fan of those. Ray School notes that the corners for Seattle are the highly paid Devon Witherspoon, Trayvon Diggs, and the dude who literally locked a person up in Tyrion Arnold. While that is funny, correction, Arnold hasn't signed with them yet, so the replacement there would be Josh Joby, who is the other starting corner for Seattle, who is a pretty good player.
I wanted to correct you on that, by the way. It's Josh Job.
Job. Is it Josh Job? Apologies.
All good. Graver, Discord has a veiny arm emoji. Oh, you know it, baby. I can't wait to use that all the time. Music City, plausible. Here's a response to you, Justin.
Oh, no, I live in Vaughn. We're less than 20 minutes from each other right now. We literally are, Rod Happenstance. I am essentially in Vaughn as well. That's crazy. That is wild. We're probably 10 minutes from each other. If you want to tell me which area you're in at some point, then I'll know exactly where you are. That's wild.
Jordan Amos, where did Reek Woolen end up? I believe he signed with the Eagles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, one-year contract with the Eagles. Very much a prove-it deal after they kind of soured on him in Seattle last year. So he goes to Philly on a one-year deal, trying to play himself into a bigger contract.
We have updates from the second red zone, 11-on-11 period. Cam Ward and Titans, second red zone series versus Seahawks. Calvin Ridley converts third down for first and goal. Pollard punches in 5-yard touchdown. I've been telling you guys, season-long prize picks, more than 5 rushing touchdowns for Tony Pollard. Cam and Bellinger miss time a potential touchdown at goal line on 3rd and 5, in quotes, 3rd and 5. The timing, still working it out, still working out the kinks. Still have 3 weeks from Sunday to work those kinks out, but you'd like to see them connect for a touchdown here, especially when because this stuff's going to end up on Hard Knocks. I can't wait to watch Hard Knocks next week and see just how much of this joint practice, from the Titans' point of view, they actually include. I could see them not including much, but if Cam Ward is out there talking a bunch of smack and Jeffrey Simmons the same, that's how I could see it getting its finding its way into the show. I really hope it does.
Thanks, Gary, for joining the stream. Thank you so much for the very generous super chat. And of course, Gary Soto has already signed up for the Discord as we expected him to do. Really appreciate that. Gary, Rod, we are literally probably about 20 minutes from each other right now. That is quite the crazy coincidence.
Yeah, let's dox Mello on the show right now, Atlas.
Everyone's just dropping their addresses. And Hershey mentioned we do have an oddly large Canadian fan base here. Like half the people didn't even know that I was Canadian probably, and it's like MCA has got a very international, we got people in all over the globe, so love the Audible Army very, very much.
Justin, while we wait for more from practice, let's go ahead and take our second audio break. Welcome back, audio audience. Man, you guys missed a great discussion about the Titans' chances to win some division games this year during the break. That's why you got to go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like this video, join the MCA Premium community, and get with us on Discord. Link in description, video and pod description. Get on top of that. Also, check out Prize Picks, presenting sponsor of the Music City Audible this season. And yeah, that would be very funny, roster grids. The rumor came out, I think, this morning that, or maybe it was last night, C.J. Stroud, the Texans are willing to go to $50, $55 million for C.J. Stroud's contract, and he wants $70 a year? Now, don't get me wrong, I think the top quarterbacks in football will start making $70 a year very, very soon. But Stroud, you got to prove that you're one of those guys, or else this contract's going to look like Tua's in a couple years. So
that's,
I don't know about that.
Crazy ask. Paul Kuharsky with an update from practice, and you know Paul's always one of the harsher critics out there. Titans offense has been very good so far. Just finished a quality red zone period against the Seahawks. Ran it especially well. And there was another update here somewhere that said, if you're a running back for the Titans today, you're liable to score because the Ernest Johnson has already scored a 5-yard touchdown. We know Tony Pollard punched one in earlier as well. Unfortunately, we had to have one negative update, of course. Cam Ward with a quote-unquote pick six. Late Ouch. Targeting Carnell Tate over the middle, and Seahawks safety Ty Okada jumped it. Nice defensive play. Sounds like he would have ran it all the way back in a real game.
I'm going to blame that on Paul, because literally a minute after Paul tweets, the offense has been very good so far, Cam throws a pick six. That's on him, right? Come on, that's Paul's fault for jinxing it.
Yeah, Paul's not allowed to say anything nice about the Titans, because as soon as he does, naturally something bad happens.
I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Jared Stillman's tweet last night, but he said Fernando Mendoza played very, very well outside of his one pick six. And if you look at his like completion percentage, it wasn't that great. He had a lower QBR than Cam Ward had last week. And, you know, Jared loves to use the QBR as a reason for why Cam Ward sucks. So if Cam Ward can throw a pick six and still be really, really good, according to Jared Stillman, I imagine. Cam bounces back to hit Bellinger on a quick out to convert third and five to end the Titans' next series with the starters. And McCormick also had something on the pick six. Cam Ward had been having a real good practice, very accurate. Then, I'm assuming, then a pick six over the middle by Ty Okada. And Paul Kaharsky reports that it was Chris Stoll who had the pick six. But
Is there even a player on the Seahawks named Chris Stoll? Are we sure that... I didn't recognize that at all, so I wasn't sure what that was. I know Ty Okada is like a starting safety for them.
Crystal is the long snapper of the Seahawks. That must be like a reading the media guy number.
Probably jersey numbers wrong. Ty Okada.
Yeah. Oh, Justin, you're publishing articles in the middle of our live stream here?
I did indeedy.
That's very funny that you're doing that. All right. It's early, but Michael Carter is having a really nice day against the Seahawks. He's working with both Trubisky and Levis Titans units, so getting some run in the RB2 chair as well as the RB3 chair. We know the Titans are light on running backs with Nick Singleton and Kalel Mullings dealing with things. They brought in Dearness Johnson, who, like you said, already has a touchdown today. Michael Carter, a really, like, he's a good third down back, good pass protector, good receiver out of the backfield, played for Sala when they were with the Jets. So I wonder if he has a shot to make the team, but I've said this before and I'll say it again. Perfect practice squad guy, Michael Carter, veteran running back, can step in and step up if somebody goes down, but you don't need to waste a roster spot on him because it's not like he's highly coveted around the league. So honestly, just a perfect guy to stash for when you need him late in the season when somebody goes down.
I do think he'll probably end up on the practice squad because I imagine that fourth running back spot is going to be decided between Julius Chestnut and Kalel Mullings. Even if Mullings was not healthy right now, even if he isn't healthy in time to make the 53-man cutoff, which is only 9 days away, by the way. Unbelievable. It's only 9 days away. I would imagine Chestnut gets that spot, but if not, you know, it could create a little opportunity for someone like Michael Carter. Maybe Mullings starts the year on the PUP, or the PUP, as we like to call it on this show. One or the other, you never know.
Ron Happenstance wants to know how to curate a Titans beat section on Twitter like that. So basically, you go to Twitter, you go to lists, you hit create new lists, and then you have to find accounts and add them to the list. For today's practice, I added a bunch of Seahawks beat writers to the list, and I haven't actually seen a single tweet from any of them, so now I'm wondering if they actually got added or not. But I will paste the link to my Titans beat Twitter list in the chat right now. So if anybody else wants to follow along on my list, if you're not already following it, click that link in the chat. You may have to copy and paste. I don't know how links work in a YouTube live chat, but go ahead.
Here's an update you love to hear from practice, something you and I talked about yesterday. This comes from Nick Suss of the Tennessean. Pretty even so far between the Titans' ones on defense and Seattle's offense. Only one touchdown and 12 red zone snaps. A huge improvement from last week. In the first move-it period, Alante Taylor forced a few incompletions and dropped a pick. Rundy looking real strong, though JSN and Shahid made plays on third down. What am I referring to? Alante Taylor forcing a couple incompletions in a move-it period against the Seahawks' first-string offense? The receiving trio of JSN, Rashid Shahid, and Cooper Kupp? And everyone's worried about the Titans secondary. They're freaking out. You want to see these guys make plays? Well, shout out Alante Taylor for stepping up to the challenge. And as Nick Suss says, that's a tongue twister, a lot better from the Titans' first team defense in this joint practice so far compared to what we saw last weekend against the 49ers.
Hard Knocks producers, I'm begging you for a slow-mo shot of Alante Taylor montage, even breaking up multiple passes and I don't know, somebody on the Seahawks sideline getting pissed off about it and firing up Darnold and firing up JSN, and then JSN goes and converts a third down, as Nick Suss said happened there. Hey, that's a huge step forward. What did we say yesterday, Justin? We wanted to see the passing offense show that they're stepping forward. Elik Iyemanner especially, sounds like that's happening. Iyemanner scoring a touchdown. Titans offense looked really good until, you know, we're outside of the Cam Ward pick six. And we said the secondary, they don't need to shut down JSN and the Seahawks passing game. They need to show in that they are gradually improving as we ramp up towards the season. That's exactly what it sounds like. Alante Taylor making plays, still giving up some third down conversions to the best receiver in the world. Well, that's going to happen when you're going up against a guy like JSN, but showing improvement. I am thrilled with the reports we're getting out of practice. Exactly what you hope to see. Again, this team's not going to just be good on the first day of training camp, right? They were a bad team last year. They got a whole new coaching staff, a bunch of new players. It's going to take time. 3 weeks into training camp now, though, starting to see the improvements. I think they're on schedule. This is exactly what we wanted, Justin.
Absolutely. I mean, so far, by all accounts, everyone in attendance, it sounds like this joint practice is going better than I thought it would. You know, once again, Seattle Seahawks, defending Super Bowl champions. I thought it was pretty likely that we'd hear reports that they're kind of having their way with the Titans, in all honesty. But it sounds like the Titans are doing their part. They didn't just show up. They're not just hosting the Seahawks. They are competing, going back and forth, scoring touchdowns on offense, making big plays on defense. I imagine Robert Saleh is probably pretty pleased with what he's seeing right now.
Absolutely, and shout out to Jay Turn, who is with me in the sense that he's fully convinced the secondary will be perfectly fine come week 4 or 6 or so once they fully learned the system and gelled. Justin, you want to share a little bit about the article you published this morning? Talk to Marcus Harris about the complications of learning this defense, talked about the freedom he has to go play football with his instincts. I read your piece. It was really good. If you haven't read it, titansize.com. It's not the cover story anymore because you just published something, but it's right there near the top of the feed. Check it out. Justin's interview with Marcus Harris. Justin, what'd you learn from Marcus?
Thank you. Yeah, if you go on the website now, titansize.com, I think it's the third top story, so top of the carousel, 6 a.m. Central, it went live. Marcus Harris, I think I headlined it, welcomes a challenge that could reshape Robert Saleh's defense. I talked to him about the struggling secondary, or the quote-unquote struggling secondary, and that's great from Stingray. I thought he put it, you know, I thought he
like
put
I'm
it
always
plainly, but I love
glazing
so
Kevin.
Look, me, Kevin Winston, me being Marcus Harris, myself, Kevin Winston Jr., Amani Hooker, playing on the same defense last year, but we're learning a new system. We got guys who came in, you know, Alante Taylor, Cordell Flott, they came in from different teams in free agency. They played in different systems separately last year. We're all learning together, and we're building that chemistry. He said that the day after the San Francisco game, they flew home, went right into the meeting room, and he felt they did a good job making the corrections. We're not satisfied with how the secondary played in that game or the joint practice with San Francisco, but he feels good about what they're headed. He loves this defense so far, the system that Robert Saleh has implemented. He says it's aggressive. He wants you to play fast. He wants you to play physical. Rely on your instincts. He really, really likes where they are at right now as a secondary. And me just, you know, having interviewed as many players as I've interviewed, I didn't settle. I didn't notice any panic in his voice. Like, I felt like he was being very genuine in terms of how he feels where they are as a defense and as a secondary right now. So they're pretty pumped as well. Parker, you can't have a beer at work. I'm having a beer at work. I don't get why you can't have a beer at work. I think you can have one. No big deal.
The Hawk 7342, aka my burner, in the chat here. 68 likes, over 200 viewers. We gotta pump those numbers up. These are rookie numbers. Come
like
on,
Matthew McConaughey, I appreciate it. And the Wolf of Wall Street, pump those numbers up. They're rookie numbers. We need to get more likes in the stream.
Shout out to the Hawk, by the way. Not actually my burner. Thanks for being here, the Hawk, and telling the people what you gotta tell them. Hit that like button. What are we doing?
Jay Turn is hanging out in the Discord. He was the first member. That'll be a trivia question 5 years from now. Who was the first ever member of the Music City Audible Premium Discord? It was Jay Turn 314. And in true Audible Army fashion, I'm off today, he says. So I'm sipping a beer right alongside you, Mello. I love to see it. And welcome Emperor C987, who says, first time listening live. What up, Justins? No, what up to you? And thank you so much for joining your first ever live stream. That's awesome. Glad you made it here for the first time.
Justin, we got a fight almost.
A fight?
Did you hear, by the way, before I talk about this, did you hear what Robert Saleh was asked on Wednesday about his thoughts on training camp fights and why it's so common or whatever? And he's like, look, what happened in San Francisco? Those are not fights, okay? You guys are going to be pushing and shoving and grabbing face masks and shoulder pads after the whistle blows. That's just part of football, especially when you've been doing training camp for so long against your own team, and then you finally get to go against somebody else. He said, we don't want what happened between Dallas and New Orleans, where you got guys suplexing each other. You had the WWE guy's son pull a WWE move on a Saints player or on a Cowboys player in that practice. Whichever team he plays for, he did it to the other team. Lesnar, is that his name? Who's the guy? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, Rex, the New Orleans Saints guy, Rex Steiner?
Yeah, he's that like guy.
The brother of wrestler, WWE wrestler Braun
the son.
Breaker. Sorry. Braun Breaker, I think, is his brother or cousin, and he's the son of one of the old school Steiner brothers. Yes.
Yes. Brock Steiner, is that his name? Anyway.
Rex Steiner is like the actual first. They go by Steiner in wrestling because Rex Steiner doesn't sound very cool.
No, Scott Steiner. Thank
yes,
you, Rod.
Yes, Scott Steiner's son, Brock Retch. Who, if you don't, you might not remember this, Graver. He was mislabeled as a Titans UDFA signing.
I remember that.
Yes, and I think he only ended up coming in for a tryout. The Titans didn't end up signing him, and now he ends up in New Orleans. And he fully suplexed a dude the other day at practice. I'm like,
yes.
Is he at practice, or is he training for his inevitable WWE career? Because it probably ain't going to work out in the NFL.
Exactly. So anyway, Robert Saleh said, we don't want that. We don't want people throwing punches. But what you saw in San Francisco, he literally said, that's nothing, with the huge grin on his face, like the Joker in The Dark Knight. Anyway, Justin, here's the fight, skirmish. Byron Murphy, hook him, baby, creates a scrum after adding extra while tackling Tajay Spears. Murphy came as close to throwing a punch without throwing a punch as you can, reports A to Z. Ben Arthur, there's a scrum between the Titans offense and Seahawks defense. Saw a Titans helmet fly off. Didn't get a good look at what happened. Was broken up after a minute or two. Byron Murphy slung Tajay Spears down, and we have our first fight of the day. Again, I'm not calling this a fight, but Titans D might have taken a slight edge after the last possession. Update here from Nick Suss. I've got Darnold at 3-for-8 in full
below
team.
Below 50% completion percentage.
James Williams broke up a pass with a hard hit, and Jermaine Johnson forced a throwaway with pressure. Oh, I'm going to get to this other note in a second. Let's talk about that really quick. So last week, we talked about it yesterday. Brock Purdy, basically, what did he go, like 22 of 25 or something crazy during that, during the joint practice? Like, the ball barely hit the ground. He had his way with the Titans defense. What a flip of the switch. This is what we're talking about. Marcus Harris telling you. We looked at the film of that. We're getting these things corrected. We're seeing it. We're seeing these things get corrected in real time at this joint practice today. What an awesome update from Nick Suss.
Yeah, you love to see that. Titans having a heck of a day at joint practice with the Seahawks. I've got a slight edge going, says Hershey Forever. I want to shout out Rocky Top Titan X because he just became, in real time, a member of the Discord, the Audible Army MCA Premium Discord. And you know what, Graver? I'm making an executive decision. We get a new member, I'm hitting the thing.
You hitting it or you want me to hit it?
Goodness gracious.
I'm hitting the thing for a new member. I think that deserves hitting the thing when we get a new member to the Premium Discord. Thank you so much, Rocky Top.
That's fair. James Williams out there making plays with the first team defense, by the way. I think this is going to be a rotation. I don't know what to think of the linebacker room. I think that Anthony Hill Jr. is going to be the odd man out early in the year because he's a rookie. And even he's been making a lot of plays at practice. But like James Williams emerging under Robert Saleh's tutelage. I mean, this is one of the biggest developments of training camp, along with obviously Fernando Carmona. And Justin, I don't know if you've heard the recent stuff on Hank Beattie, but Paul Kaharsky tweeted the other day that he thinks Hank Beattie could be, like, he said, the next Mason Kinsey. He's like, I don't know what to make of this guy, but he's got something. Easton Freeze just tweeted a few moments ago this gif. Wide receiver Hank Beattie, I do not know what to make of you. Compels me, though.
Hank Beattie, it's funny. It always works this way. Everyone was pumped up for the other UDFA wide receiver, Tyron Montgomery, because he was like a small school Senior Bowl darling. But it's actually Hank Beattie who's come in and by far been the better of the UDFA receivers. And look, if the Titans weren't so... What a time to be alive. I can't believe I'm saying this. If the Titans weren't so stacked at wide receiver, Hank Beattie would have a really strong argument to make this roster. Now, it's pretty tough. You know, pretty tough to make this team, obviously, at receiver. But you've got to think he's going to make the practice squad. And yes, Ray School, we've probably seen the last of Mason Kinsey. You would think.
Making it a bit easier on Hank Beattie, perhaps, is this note from A to Z Sports. Xavier Restrepo getting first team reps. Xavier Restrepo, who basically never dropped anything in college or all of last year. Xavier Restrepo getting an opportunity to run with the ones. You can't do this.
No, you can't.
Xavier Restrepo dropped a quick out on third and short from Cam Ward to end a series. Man, I hate that for him. I hate that for everybody.
Gonna answer this question quickly from the Toby the Titan. What do we get for $8? First off, Toby, you must not have been here earlier because correction, it's actually $5.99. It's not $7.99. If you are signing up through your mobile app on through an Apple phone, I presume, that's why you're being charged $7.99. Apple's trying to take a cut from you. If you go to the desktop and sign up directly through our official YouTube channel, it'll only charge you our intended price, which is $5.99. And what do you get for all that? You're going to join a member-only Discord, a premium Discord, where me and Graver are there in the chat with you, talking on game day, really talking Titans every single day. We've got a bunch of threads in there, game day threads. There will be an NFL draft thread for a prospect discussion, like all kinds of threads. We're going to have to talk Titans with you all the time. And perhaps the biggest perk, during the regular season, Toby, our Friday live streams are shifting to a member-only live stream. We will be adding an additional live stream for the entire Audible Army on Sundays. We'll go live every Sunday after the Titans game. That'll be for anyone who wants to join in. Your mama, your cousin, your brother, your uncle, your mailman. You let them know. They can join the stream on Sundays, free of charge, of course. But in season, the Friday live stream will be for members only.
Yeah, so we'll still have five regular shows a week. And look, $5.99 equates to about $5.99 a month equates to about $1.50 for those four bonus each, $1.50 each for those bonus live streams, those Friday live streams that will be for MCA premium members only. The biggest draw, in my opinion, is the Discord. I mean, an extra show a week ain't bad, but the Discord access where you're going to have a community of Titans fans who are intelligent, who want to have high-level discussions, who aren't going to be toxic and rage-baiting and making up fake AI quotes and Facebook-style nonsense that Cam Ward said things that he didn't say and all the stuff you see on Twitter. Less toxic and less chaotic, I would say, than the Reddit game day threads. Like, it's going to be a fun community to be a part of, and I think it'd be well worth $5.99. So,
and Toby obviously liked the pitch. He loves the Discord idea because he's going to sign up later when he's not working. But someone beat him to it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Graver's on board. He hits the thing for Joseph Soul Music, who just became a member in real time of the Discord. Appreciate you, Joseph Soul. Looking forward to chatting with you daily in the Discord.
So what you're seeing on screen, if you're looking at the comment I just put up, $8.99 if you're Canadian, that's $8.99 Canadian dollars. That's a conversion from U.S. to Canadian dollars. It says we suck in text form, but if you actually see it on YouTube, which you guys can because you're on YouTube, Justin and I not on YouTube. This is, I made custom emojis that you get to, if you become an MCA premium member, there's four custom emojis. One of them is a Titans fan with a bag over their head. Use that on days when you're not as proud to be a Titans fan. There's some other fun ones too as well.
I don't know why it didn't show up for Rod when he joined. Did he join while we're streaming? Probably. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe joined, maybe, I don't know, but we appreciate you for joining anyway. So thank you very much, Rod. And 13% tax, does that apply to Canada, I guess? Joseph Soul is apparently our resident Polynesian to help with pronunciation. Yes, we need that.
He helped us during the draft when it was Francis Ma'inoa or Ma'ino, whatever. I'm pretty sure it was Joseph who helped us with that one. I remember that well.
Rod just dropped all four of our fun custom emojis in the live stream chat. Appreciate you guys. We got more updates from practice, Justin. Let's hit these. Reiterating what we've already heard, Braden Gall, the Titans offense was excellent in the first red zone period against Seattle. Ward connected for a few scores. Trubisky scored and running game was solid for all three teams. We didn't necessarily hear that Ward had connected for a few scores. So shout out to Braden for that update. You talked about Tyron Montgomery not being the guy that we hoped he was as a UDFA. Well, Will Levis on target with a nice throw to Tyron Montgomery for a big catch and run off a slant.
Love to see it. Of course, I talked about Tyron Montgomery earlier, and then all of a sudden, he's making a big play there on the receiving end of a Will Levis completion.
We keep it. Goodness gracious. I did not mean to hit two at once there, but I did on accident. Shout out, Andrew. Thanks. Welcome aboard, Andrew. We appreciate you. I hit the thing. I didn't hit the thing, which is the one where Mello says hit the thing. But Lem Dawes, if you're still here, Lem from Pressman Coverage Podcast, if you're still here, we'd love a little update. If you're not still here, totally get it. You're watching practice, and that's a lot. So we are continuing to roll through updates from Tennessee Titans practice. Titans defense doing well against Sam Darnold and the Seahawks offense. Titans offense doing well outside of a Cam Ward pick six that we can just pretend like, here's what happened on that play, Justin. I know what happened. He was testing a window, seeing what he can get away with. And that one, he found out he can't get away with that one. So it's okay because that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. And we do have a very timely update from Lem Dawes, and you've got to hit the thing for him.
You've got to hit the thing.
Hit the thing! Because there's a $9.99 super chat tip from Lem Dawes saying, random, all seven quarterbacks are standing at the 50-yard line during break, attempting to hit the crossbar of the goalpost. Only the Seahawks trainer and Hendon Hooker didn't. Hendon Hooker, who is obviously the fourth-string Titans quarterback by quite the distance between him and the number three, hasn't really shown anything at Titans practice whatsoever. Thank you so much, Lem Dawes, for the real-time update. He's at the practice, ladies and gentlemen, hitting us with the updates. And Graver, can you hit the thing for my pal
You've
Hershey?
You've got to hit
my Canadian
the,
you know, neighbor, hit the thing. Hershey Faeva, who just became a premium Discord member in real time. Thank you so much, Hershey. Looking forward to chatting with you on game days and every day about Tennessee Titans ball. You got one more in you, Graver? What do you say?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Nash Rush with a $5.99 super chat tip says, it's a bargain for the Discord. I donate that much every week. You guys are as great. You guys are great, as is the Audible Army. Thank you so much, Nash Rush. We really appreciate you and so glad that you are in the Discord with us.
I just figured it out. It took a while, says Hershey Faeva on joining the premium membership tier there. Yeah, so I guess Lem Dawes is saying everybody hit the crossbar except for the Seahawks trainer and Hendon Hooker, which, like, Hooker, poor guy.
Well, listen, Hendon Hooker, who fumbled. Sorry. Seahawks wide receiver Jake Bobo was carted off the field a few minutes ago, went down after a target near the sideline, and was getting his right leg looked at. I know Jake Bobo is like their wide receiver five, but a big time fan favorite. I think the more cowbell from Saturday Night Live, they do more Bobo when Jake Bobo catches a pass in Seattle. They absolutely love this guy. He's like a third year UDFA darling who makes the team, works hard. Hate to see him carted off the field. I hope it was just a precaution and not a serious injury.
Yeah, you hate to see that. There's Brady Henderson, Seahawks beat writer, showing up in the Titans beat list for today. I'll take these guys off, just like I did with the Niners last week. After Sunday's game, I'll remove the foreign beat writers from the Titans beat pod. But, speaking of more cowbell, I don't know if you watched Hard Knocks last week, but Mike McDonald was telling Jalen Milrow that him using his legs is like cowbell and I need more of it. And Jalen Milrow was like, I do not understand the reference at all here.
We're getting to the age where these rookies and sophomores are so much younger than us that they don't actually understand these references. So I'm not shocked that Jalen Monroe didn't understand the reference.
Milrow, yeah. It sounds like practice. I'm trying to figure out if practice is over. Well, Jim Wyatt, 34 seconds ago, tweeted out what happened before practice as they gathered the two teams together at midfield. I guess they're on a break. That's what Lem Dawes was updating us on.
They're probably about halfway through practice is what I'm taking away from that, I should say.
Justin?
Can you hit the thing?
You've
got to
hit the...
Hit the thing! My literal neighbor who's 20 minutes away from me. I don't know that there's a single MCAer who's 20 minutes away from Graver right now, and somehow we have one who's less than 20 minutes away from me.
Is Gary Soto nearby? I think Gary Soto's nearby.
Isn't he in Dallas? You're further than 20 minutes from Dallas, aren't you?
I could probably get to Dallas in 25 minutes if there was no traffic and I sped on the highway.
Oh, in your electric car, excuse me. Hit the thing for Rod Happenstance, because he says The hit the thing is the best thing of the things you hit when it's time to hit the thing. And I read that no problem because hit the thing runs in my blood. I can read it anytime. I can read it in Japanese if you wrote it in Japanese. I can read it in any language you could possibly imagine because I love it. Thank you so much, Rod Happenstance, for the very generous super chat tip.
Lemdaz lets us know that on the play where Jake Bobo got hurt, Micah Robinson had a nice breakup. And I guess also, is Mason Kinsey injured? Did I miss this in the live chat?
Good question. I don't know. I haven't heard any updates, but I mean, Lemdaz is there.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Hank Beattie, oddly enough, fielding punts behind DK. More buzz for Hank Beattie's chances to not make the team, but make the practice squad as the backup returner and slot receiver, potentially. Has been like this for both special teams periods. Kinsey is hurt. I will say this about Kinsey. If he's hurt, that's going to make it really hard for him to make this, to stick around like he has been before. Lemdaz noting, never seen him hurt before, and it's shocking. So, interesting. And look at J-Turn and Roster Grids in this live chat, helping Hershey Forever get connected to the Discord. Love to see it. And you know what's going to be funny, Justin, is when people have different usernames on Discord than what they have on YouTube, and we're not going to know who is who. Like, I don't know, it's Charles. Somebody named Charles just joined the Discord. Is that Hershey Forever? But on Discord, he goes by Charles? I don't know. We'll never know.
Buck Rising tweets, does the Cam pick six end up on Hard Knocks? This is what bothers me about joint practice. Or the deep throw under pressure to Wandale. What deep throw under pressure to Wandale? I think that's the first I've heard of it, right? So I don't know if that just happened and that's why he included it, but sounds like Cam Ward had a pretty impressive deep throw under pressure to Wandale Robinson that maybe we didn't hear about earlier, or it just happened, one or the other.
Who tweeted that? Who tweeted that?
Buck Rising.
Oh, wait, really? I missed that somehow.
He just tweeted it, like, literally right now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, sorry. I was reading the first part of the tweet where he's asking if the Cam Ward pick six ends up on Hard Knocks, and then I didn't even see the second part of the tweet. We got notes from Teron Davenport. Shout out to Teron for always, like, giving us the maximal context around what he's, what his practice notes, even when he includes, like, the music that's playing at the moment. It's like, I feel like I'm there when I read TD's notes. So we'll just run through these really quick. Carnell Tate returned. We probably hit most of these in real time, but a nice little recap here. In 7-on-7, Cam Ward to Aya Manor on a go route. That's where the refs called the push-off on Aya Manor up against Noah Igbinogheni. Look at me pronouncing names. Is that right? He's probably not Polynesian, so I don't. That's not a Polynesian name. Never mind. Other than that, mostly short passing game for Titans offense. Levis, impressive throw. Levis has had a few good days in a row. Don't look now, but he's had a few good days in a row out there. Impressive throw to Restrepo on a 15-yard out. In a special teams period, Anthony Hill Jr. and Derek Canteen had a breakthrough rush that would have blocked a punt. Okay, Bones Fossil. Okay, rookie Anthony Hill. In team period, Ward scrambled right. Everything was covered. Aya Manor broke route off to the opposite side. Ward across body throw for touchdown. If that's not a perfect description of Cam Ward's first NFL touchdown against the Rams, I don't know what is, but it sounds like he's still making that play. Sam Darnold, we know this, had a touchdown to Elijah Arroyo with Alante Taylor, the nearest defender in coverage. Sounds like Taylor bounced back after that to have an impressive move the ball period on defense. Mentioned the DK corner end zone toe-tapping catch. Trubisky, perfect timing on a slant to Oliver in the low red zone. Bryce Oliver, likely your sixth receiver on this Titans offense. A lot of boot action from Titans offense in low red zone period. I like that. I like getting Cam Ward out of the pocket on the move in a designed way, so it's not him just like feeling like he needs to run, but he gets to get on the move. Ward slant to Ridley on a decisive throw. He seems comfortable so far. Skoronski paving the way for a Tony Pollard cutback touchdown. Michael Carter running hard today, just plunged through the middle for a touchdown. Had a tough off-tackle run too. And then here we go, Alante Taylor stepping into passing lane, almost picked off Darnold, hit him in the hands. Ward play action slant. Oh, here we go. So this is what happened on the interception. Ward off play action, trying to hit the slant. Ty Okada came down off his post and picked it off. Ward never saw him. Ooh, scary. Sounds like a good defensive play, but Ward's got to know that a safety can break downhill like that. Drew Locke threw an outbreaking route to Jake Bobo. He caught it, got popped. Micah Robinson picked up the fumble, and that's the play that Jake Bobo got hurt on. Titans defense held its own in low red zone team period. Levis slant to Tyron Montgomery. Nice yak. We mentioned that. Tommy Townsend booming punts. Rashid Shaheed fielding them, but a couple times had to do so with his back to the coverage to catch it. How about the new punter? Any takeaways from that recap there, Justin?
I mean, it sounds like Cam Ward, Alec Ioman, or all the guys we knew that are having fantastic practices or having great practices. Shout out to Rocky Top Titan X for calling me out. I said I could read it in any language, including Japanese. I'm going to guess that this says hit the thing. You know what you're
doing. We're keeping a book right now.
$4.99 super chat tip from Rocky Top Titan X. Thank you so much for the very, maybe the most creative super chat tip we've ever had.
Yeah, that was great. Tehran also reports that Mason Kinsey is working on a side field with a catapult vest on. What is a catapult vest? Is he getting stuck in a little thing and slung across the yard? What is a catapult vest?
I imagine that's not it. Lemdos with an update straight from practice in the move the ball period. Jackson Smith and Jigba just beat Alante Taylor for an easy 40-plus yard bomb on the other field. Run game working well all day long.
Big shout out to Lemdos for keeping us up to date here. That sounds like JSN's touchdown that he scored against the Titans last year. Of course, Amani Hooker was in coverage in that play, a bomb from the slot fade thing. Yeah, Ray School JSN doing JSN things. JSN is a good fantasy target mid-first round if you don't want to take CMC and fundamentally can't pick Taylor. I totally agree. Also, Jonathan Taylor had so many carries last year. I highly doubt that that's going to work out well for him this year. Like, usually guys coming off 380-touch seasons don't bounce back the same way the next year. And also, he had 18 rushing touchdowns last year. Natural regression. If he only scores 12, which is still a lot, that's 60 less fantasy points. Did I do the math right? 36 less fantasy points?
Something along those lines.
But he is due for a regression. I agree. So, catapult vest is what you always see football players wearing them.
I actually
tracking.
Knew what it meant. I've seen the, like, the equipment that says catapult on it. I knew it's like some sort of trainer vest, if you will.
Tracking. For tracking, like, probably exertion and, you know, if he's injured, then that's tracking and where he's at in that working back from injury. Angry Fetus. Not that worried about a pick in practice on play action, especially if it was from under center. Under center play action is one of the hardest things for a QB going from college to the NFL. I agree, but if you guys remember when Cam Ward was coming out, there was a play at Miami where I don't remember who it was against, but I remember clipping it, where the commentators compared his play fake to Peyton Manning because it fooled the defense so bad, the ball handling of the play action fake and hitting a wide open, I believe Elijah Arroyo or somebody deep down the field for like a 50-yard wide open touchdown. So Cam Ward's never had trouble turning his back to the defense, but he had trouble with this one.
From A to Z Sports, Sam Darnold explosive touchdown over Cordell Flott to running back George Halani on a wheel route. Darnold had his choice. Rashid Shaheed was wide open as well from A to Z Sports.
So that's more what I expected to see. And you know what? After the start to practice that they had, I'm okay with it. We're not looking for them to shut down the Seahawks offense. We're looking for gradual improvement. We've got gradual improvement. We've had guys making plays in the secondary. Taylor, Robinson, James Williams. Cordell Flott, I got my eye on you, buddy. I'm not worried yet, but I got my eye on you.
We have definitely, been on notice for Cordell Flott these last couple weeks, who has had probably more down reps than up reps.
Flott?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I would question Ray Skull says Tic Tac, saying the Titans have been having a lot of formation and false start penalties today. I would like to question where Tyler is getting that information. We know Tyler's not at practice. He's in, Ohio, I believe.
We have
all the Titans beat. I've literally put on screen essentially every single tweet that's come out from a Titans beat writer at this practice, and we haven't seen a single mention of an offensive penalty. So I definitely wonder where Tyler's getting that information. Lemdaz, can you confirm, have the Titans had a penalty issue today? Let us know in the live chat.
Yeah, it certainly hasn't seemed that way as of now.
Yeah, that's why I was asking to confirm, because I'm not seeing anyone else say that. I mean, where would he even, he has to get his information from somebody who's at practice, because he's not at practice, just like you and me, Justin. We're not at practice. We're getting our information from Lemdaz, who's here. We appreciate that, from the beat writers who are tweeting about it, but, that's all we...
Yeah, no one's talked about formation penalties for the Titans today, so, yeah, I'm not sure where that comes from.
Justin, I think we should take a third break for the audio audience here, since we're at an hour 20 minutes, and it doesn't seem like practice is over. Oh! And we'll do this during the break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, audio audience.
I want to point this out for Lemdos because he's there. I've only seen one offensive penalty from the Titans, and it was OPI. As he notes, it was the Elik Iomander got called OPI for one of the first plays of practice. So not sure where the reports, or not even want to call it a report, a tic-tac tweet saying that there's been lots of offensive formation penalties. Doesn't sound like there's been anything going on regarding offensive formation penalties. So yeah, not accurate apparently.
Yeah, well, and there's a reason that he's not on the Titans beat list, Justin. All right. What else we got? Still waiting on stuff at practice. We can hit this one. Lemdos, thank you very much for continuing to support us.
We keeping a bulk right now.
Very kind. Super chat. Femi has consistently stopped the run, just stopped a stretch to the opposite side of him in the backfield.
I think a lot of people are forgetting about Femi.
Don't do it. Don't forget about him.
Lemdos hasn't forgotten about Femi as he's watching him at practice. Thank you so much for the generous $4.99 super chat tip. Consistently stopping the run at practice today, as Lemdos says. Thank you very much for the update.
Yeah, this is a fair point here. Tyler does work with Brad Hopkins and Julian M. on the, Titans Squad show. And, you know, Brad Hopkins is definitely at practice. I don't know if the other one is, so that could be where he's got to go. But look, we've been going for a long time. I know we just came back from a second audio break, but we hang out for like five more minutes, see if we get any other updates from practice here as this next team period does appear to be underway. And we got a report, Easton Freeze, Seahawks defensive front bringing a different level of intensity to this second full field 11s period. Titans offense a lot less effective through a pair of drives. Not ideal, not exactly what you want to hear, but this is a great little moment for this team to understand, like, okay, you got off to a hot start, you did well, but guess what? A game is four quarters, 60 minutes. It's not one quarter or one half. I think somebody even mentioned this in a presser recently, that you got to carry that intensity and that momentum through and play hard like you did for one series for all four quarters. This is what it takes to be a Super Bowl champion, is you can outlast your opponent, even if you get off to a slow start. How many times under Brian Callahan did we see the Titans get off to a nice, decent start, and then just like the second half, it was like they stayed in the locker room and the other team came out and played 11-0 in the second half. Like, so this is a good lesson for this team. Like, teams are going to take a punch, and when they take a punch, especially if they're a Super Bowl champion, they're going to come back intense and strong and fighting with pride and will. And so the Titans got to learn how to deal with that kind of intensity over the course of a full game. And it sounds like the Seahawks are teaching them a lesson in what that means right now. Paul Kaharsky reporting, the tide has turned. Seahawks defense has tightened up. Titans having a harder time moving it. Now trying to hurry up. Okay, Titans offense, this is your chance to respond. Last chance to respond, I would imagine, before practice ends. I mean, they've been going since 10:30. It's 12:14. Like, practice can't be much longer. You got to get out of here, Justin. You're going to an event tonight. I got to get out of here. I got to go pack my suitcase and get on an airplane soon. So let's wrap this practice up. We still have 255 people in the live stream, though. So, like, maybe we keep it going a few more minutes.
It's crazy how well this stream is doing right now.
But how many people do you think have liked it out of 255?
Not enough, I imagine.
I mean, 100 triple digit likes while we're live. That's pretty good. I'm actually proud of you guys. I mean,
impressive. That is not
would I like 200
number.
More.
That
yes,
is at least sophomore, third-year pro numbers.
Lemdos, live from practice. Cam is cooking. That's what I like to hear. Seahawks defense tightened up. Wait.
Wow.
Tighten up, as they say.
Seahawks defense tightened up, but Cam bouncing back to respond. That's what we want to see. Love hearing that. Lemdos, thanks for the update. Cam is cooking. I imagine that'll hit Twitter any minute now, and then we can read what everybody's saying about it. But thank you, Lem, for the update. Have we got any update from the guys on hand about the Cam is cooking update? Oh yeah, we do. Here we go. Easton Freeze. Some cool back and forth adjustment happening here. Ward comes back after D sets the tone on first drive of the period. They go hurry up for six straight completions, moving the ball well. Mike McDonald and Brian Daboll exchanging moves. We know Mike McDonald, the chess master, reigning Super Bowl champion, and Brian Daboll fired from his last post. So I don't know where I was going with that.
I love that, you know, because the Lemdos update kind of arrived when everyone else was saying the Seahawks were kind of dominating, but obviously he was a bit ahead of the tweets because we hear as soon as Titans go hurry up, six straight completions for Cam Ward and the offense moving the ball well. Love to see that back and forth.
Yeah, Jay Turn said is shocked, stunned that you're allowed to make adjustments in the middle of a game. Didn't know that was legal. I mean, after watching the Titans the last couple of years, you wouldn't know that that's part of football unless you were watching the team playing against the Titans, and then you would know the other teams are allowed to do that. But our team, clearly, they must not be allowed to, because otherwise, I imagine they would be making those adjustments.
Yeah, love to see that happening in real time. Yes, Mr. Content, the Discord is up. Aren't you already a member? Because you've got the special emoji. He probably just hasn't physically gotten into the Discord, maybe? What do you think?
Yeah, it looks like he's a YouTube member right now. That's what the green and the badge and all that means. But go to your Discord. Make sure you connect your YouTube account that you use to sign up for the MCA Premium account. Connect that inside Discord. Refresh, and you should see a Join MCA thing there. Yes, we got helpful comments in the chat. Graver, the clip, the My Lord, Is That Legal from the Phantom Menace. I mean, how many Phantom Menace? Is this Phantom Menace or is this a later one?
This is getting out of hand. Now there are two of them.
You're muted, Justin.
I'm going to ask you to hit a different drop for Jay Memphis here with a very generous $20 super chat tip. Says, finally caught a live show again, had to leave my wife and quit my job, but worth it to watch the best Titans podcast. Now hit the thing, please. Jay Memphis,
got
a very literal.
You know,
hit the thing. Did what he had to do to be here at the live stream. I respect the heck out of it, Jay Memphis. All kidding aside, thank you very, very much.
I accidentally hit the intro music there for a second, trying to hit the donation drop different pages on my soundboard. Yes, thank you very much for the generous super chat. Appreciate the support. Here we go. Another update from Nick Suss. Alante Taylor just supplied a big hit on Rashid Shaheed over the middle to force a pass breakup. No flag, but the two collided in a big way in midair, and both looked a little shaken up before returning to play. Kudos that no fight broke out, just football. All right, Justin, I think 92 minutes is plenty generous of us, of our time, and we have had plenty of generous people in this chat donating super chats, signing up for MCA Premium, getting on the Discord server. Again, if you need any help with that, if you haven't figured it out, drop a comment on the actual YouTube video when this is over, or find Justin or I on Twitter and let us know that you're having some issues connecting once you've signed up. One last time, youtube.com/@ Music City Audible Podcast /join to become an MCA Premium member. Then go to your Discord, go to your settings, go to your connections, and connect your YouTube account that you use to sign up for the membership to your Discord account. Refresh, and there should be a button that says join. Might take a couple of minutes after you sign up on the YouTube side for it to connect all the way through to Discord, but once you do that, you should be able to join the Discord and like the stream. Over 100 likes. I'm really proud of you guys. I mean, I prefer it to be even higher, but like, I'm greedy. I'm always gonna want more. It's like, there's never enough for me, Justin. It's like, just give it to me, all the likes. But
timing is everything. This has probably been our best live stream of the entire training camp period, to be honest with you, and we launched the Discord today. It seems like it was fate for us to do so, so well today as we launch the Discord. We're so excited about you guys. Yeah, go
ahead.
Wait, sorry.
I wanted to hit this one from Rod. Hit refresh on the YouTube, on the page you're watching this on, and I bet it jumps up.
There's
over
100. 100 likes. Yeah.
We keeping a book.
Hit the thing for Nash Rod, who is a member of the premium Discord and still comes through with the $5 super chat donation. Thank you so much, Nash Rust. You are one of the leading members of the Audible Army. That's gonna do it for today's supersized episode of MCA. Went for over an hour and a half. The Titans are currently having a very successful joint practice. It is starting to wrap up shortly with the Seattle Seahawks. It's been on for, what, an hour? More than an hour and a half? They're approaching 2 hours since the actual start time of stretch and everything. So they're winding down joint practice. Thank you all for joining and watching. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit the like button, as Graver says, and the new thing is join the Discord, the premium Music City Audible Discord channel. It's right on the YouTube page, and we will help you out, instruct you on how to join. We'll be answering questions, whatever it takes to make sure that you get signed up seamlessly. We'll be around to answer questions and help you out. We're already up to, what, like 25 plus members? We started with one, so a bunch of you guys signed up. Thank you so, so much. Graver?
Shout out to Prize Picks for sponsoring the channel. Shout out to all of the members of the Audible Army who are here watching live, who are here watching afterwards. And shout out to our audio audience. But you guys missed some fun discussions during the breaks that you'll never get to hear unless you go to YouTube and watch it there. Give us the double view. We like that.
We'll be back Monday to talk about the Titans preseason week 2 Sunday. Now, if you're in the Discord, we'll be chatting with you live Sunday evening. But if you're not in the Discord, you'll have to wait till Monday when we do a show recapping preseason week 2. That's going to do it for a supersized edition of MCA. Until then, or until you're in the Discord 5 minutes from now and we're talking there, y'all stay safe out there and tighten up.
A Broadway Sports Media production.